I've just spent the last 5 hours reading through the stories about the shooting on Valentine's Day, the Valentine's Day Massacre. I found out about it. I'm, over here in Asia, and I'm, busy working on good things to help people. I mean, I just decided, this last week, just before Valentine's Day, I decided that, well, in fact, you know what? It might have been about the same time. I decided that I needed to write a book with encouraging, uplifting, moral-focused motivations. Be moral. It's a good thing. You'll be happy. You can do it. And, a lot of practical how-to stuff. Like, we need nuts and bolts. That's part of motivation. And I resolved this week to do that. And I've been laying in groundwork for it, and I haven't really taken time to sit and go through the news about what happened with this shooting. There's some of the usual rot gut, everyone politicizing it. If we outlaw airplanes, then airplanes, can't be taken over. And if everyone carries a bomb, then, we'll all be safe because no one will want to explode them. That sort of stuff. And I credit Jordan Swinnekus with that one. Look, I finally get through today, and I'm ready to sit down and write the articles for this week. And I had a feeling when I was writing the little thing about Obama in his portrait that everyone was so excited and ecstatic and irritated and joyful about. I had a feeling that it wasn't going to be the main thing and that I was wasting my time. So I wrote two American editorial commentaries this week. And I'm not going to put it here. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going to take your time. Pacific Daily Times Symphony. However you're listening to this, however you're getting this, same venue, Pacific Daily Times Symphony. If it's a podcast, if it's on YouTube, if you're reading, well, this is only from the Pacific Daily Times Jesse Steele website, but it's the symphony.pacificdailytimes website, and it's the Encore of Revival America, February 19, 2018. And after I had the stuff about Flynn and about this stuff about Soros funding local DA's elections and everything's all, I've got it there, keep analyzing the news, keep studying. It's part of my diligence. I get that all done. It's probably too long as it is. And I see how involved and how, I mean, it's not just there was an evil guy. And we all hate him, and he hates all of us. And he's glad that everybody's dead. And they're all gone. It's not that. And I'm a pro-gun owner. And this Gonzalez girl who's talking in the video, about, the problem with owning guns, she's right. And I'm not writing a blank check for, lock everybody up and put us all in prison. But, we don't need metal detectors in our bathrooms. Some people would like to exploit these things to do that because they want us all enslaved like the movie RoboCop so they can help their corporatocratic takeover. That's how it works. The Democrats get in office, expand government, and then the Republicrats get in office, and then they expand big business contracts with the government, and it goes back and forth and back and forth, and like a boa constrictor, it slowly tightens around us. You can't play into that political script. It's incredibly seductive and hypnotic. I won't give into any of it. and I'm irritated with the NRA. They don't, they just, no, they're not, they look at their Twitter. They haven't talked. They haven't said nothing. They just, you know, when Michael Moore confronted Heston over what happened at Columbine, you know, Heston just walked away. He didn't say, I'm so sorry for this situation. He just run away. It's like, what's the NRA there for? They're supposed to be there to help use guns to keep people safe. You can use guns to keep people safe, but that's not what the NRA does. And that's not exactly what this Gonzalez girl says. And so it's in the political commentary. I left it there, and you need to go read it, because I don't rehash and I try to keep politics out of these things. But friends, I'm sad and I'm exhausted. And I've spent the last 5 hours nonstop going over this, and I felt like not even doing the podcast today. So I had to write that, and that was arguably too long of a political editorial in itself. And so I decided to put that in front of the Obama portrait stuff as a perspective. It's right. It's like, you know, we've got this happens and that happens, but we're too distracted. So let's go take a look at what we were looking at and all excited about before the shooting. And then I go through and I read it kind of, yeah, I mean, like sarcastically, like that's what we were all worked up about. That Flynn thing, that Soros DA thing, Obama's picture was so important. I didn't axe it out of respect. I'm the gadfly. I want to keep that there as a reminder of how whack our priorities are. That was the stuff that was in the news. So I made like a champ, and then I went through and I had to review what in the world's happening in China. The answer is nothing. But there's a whole bunch of news stories about it, which is another thing. I don't know how much you follow China. I don't know how opinionated you are on China, but I write news stacks. I've been doing it for years. But I did it. And I got up and I continued life, because it's not insensitive. You know, life needs to keep moving. We need to keep moving. I don't need to shut down. And I'm exhausted. My day's gone. I was going to go exercising and I can't because it's just too late. I'm still going to go find a way to go burn some energy, but I've got to keep my health up. But now I sound like I'm old, George. I know. I'm writing a book about motivational stuff and keeping your priorities and continue to go at it. And you've got to do that. Even when life's hard, you've got to keep moving. It's not insensitive. I don't know if you know this or not. There've been stories. I remember hearing this specifically. I forgot the situation. The grandkids learned that grandpa had died, and their immediate reaction was to go outside and play in the backyard. And the mom, I think it was, it could have been the dad. You know, they thought about being upset at the kids for not caring. But after a while, the kid comes back inside and talks about it. Going outside to play was how kids process stuff. Don't be judgmental over people's reactions, okay? I love you tons, and let's get to the point. When someone finds something good, let them be, and do not take it from them. Don't be the police of which good things other people should be enthralled with. If someone has a genuine, harmless excitement about something you think isn't so important, maybe you should think that person is more important than you do. Isn't it good enough just that your neighbor is happy? Be happy with those who are happy. Be with those who are sad. Keep relationships with people different from you. You might never know the difference you make or when you won't see them again. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.